Welcome. You got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor. We are live at Steel Stacks. Well, we're as live as Gene gets. This is what we got. It is a really, really cool event that we're at today. We're at Laughing at My Nightmares. It is a 5K, kinda. It's a run, walk, roll event. And it's to benefit Laughing at My Nightmare and all the great services they provide to folks who really need them. We're going to welcome to the microphone Mr. Shane Burkaw. Good morning, sir.
Glad to be here.
How are you?
Very early. I'm amazed that I'm out of bed. But we're here, and we're going to have a great time.
Without a doubt. Now, it's. I'm hopeful that John will tell you that we've got Shane on air because I got nothing through the headsets. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, what number in your list of 5K?
This is our fifth annual.
Wow.
Laughing at My Nightmare 5K. And that's a fact that we're very proud of, that we've been doing this for 5 years. We've raised over $53,000 in the first 4 years that we've done this. So hopefully this year we can raise another 10 to 20 and keep providing that equipment to people living with muscular dystrophy, which is what we're all about here at Laughing at My Nightmare.
And for folks who have already signed up, they're making their way down here already.
Yep, we're down here at Steel Stacks. 101 Founders Way in Bethlehem, PA. There's lots of parking, and even if you don't run or walk or roll, you should come down here and hang out, get some food, buy some Laughing at My Nightmare merchandise, and just enjoy the festivities of the morning.
Roughly how many folks have signed up so far?
We are a little shy of 200.
200 already.
If we get a few more registrations today, we'll be at our all-time records.
And folks can still come down and run, walk, roll?
Yep, the run starts at 9:30, so get here quick and get stretched and get ready to run. But, yeah, they can sign up.
Fantastic. Yeah. The event center, it's perfect. It's yeah, ideal for what we're trying to do here.
This is our first year ever doing it here. It's beautiful. The staff here at Arts Plus has been amazing, helping out with all of our last-minute details. But, yeah, it's really cool. Lots to look at after the run is over. We can spend the day here.
We're going to spend a big part of it. Bobby, I'm not so sure, because he's got commitments. He's a busy kind of guy. But bottom line is we're going to be checking back with you throughout the show.
Absolutely. I'll be back. I have to go drink some coffee so I stay awake and stretch my legs out for the run. But
God bless you.
I'll be back.
Thank you, sir. Oh, our pleasure. So, we're at Steel Stacks. It is a great opportunity for you to do two things. Have an awful lot of fun. And number two, help an amazing organization that can absolutely, what's the word? Change lives. It absolutely changes lives. Which is my volume on here? That one right there? Perfect. Thank you. From where we stand this morning, we're doing a couple different things. We're trying to get as many people here as humanly possible. So we're inviting you to come down and do a couple things. You can run, of course. You can walk, of course. You can roll, of course. And folks, when we say roll, Shane's going to be rolling in his wheelchair. We've got a fair number of folks coming who are going to be rolling in their wheelchairs. I've got a fair number of friends coming. The lovely and talented Diane's coming, and my daughters are coming. Lots of folks from the More Than Money family. And I've seen a couple of these folks. They should roll. I made that part up. That was rude of me to say. So, but you're going to enjoy not just the event, but, of course, we have a live radio show. If you've got a question for More Than Money, if you'd like to be involved in being on air, We've got a guest microphone, just as we just had Shane interviewed. We could interview you. If you've got a question for us, fantastic. If you want, I can ask you questions. That could get a little scary. I threatened my daughter Megan with that last night, and she was – actually, she was about 50-50. She thought maybe that would work. Maybe it wouldn't, but we'll likely give it a go. So please join us. Steel Stacks, Laughing at My Nightmare, 5K run, walk, roll event. Come down and meet an awful lot of great folks and help a great organization. Speaking of great folks and a great organization, I want to send a special thank you to the Love Ran Red Foundation. They hosted us on Monday at their inaugural golf tournament at Lehigh Country Club. And while it was a warm day, no question about it, I think the heat index was something just shy of 300 degrees. It's 300 degrees out there. It was similar to the surface of the sun. It was warm, but it was a great event. Lots of folks that were there for all the right reasons. And that was to help Love Ran Red start continue their fundraising efforts in the direction of establishing a home that will be available to adults with autism and developmental disabilities when their families can no longer care for them. So it's a vitally important effort, and one that I can tell you, having observed the audience after the golf tournament, lots and lots of folks are stepping up to support. Hopefully you will as well. I want to send a special thank you to my partners on Monday, Jack and Jared and Paul, who endured a long afternoon on the golf course with me. Ugh, God bless. It was one of those uneven days. I had some really, really wonderful shots. I had some really, really iffy question marks. But we all, I think we, as a group, I think we may have had the most fun of any of the groups that were out there. We saw a lot of friends. A lot of the More Than Money family were there playing in the tournament and supporting the organization. And we want to thank all of you for doing exactly that. We're not taking calls this morning. We are taking emails. So if you have a question for More Than Money, the easiest way for you to reach us is Gene, G-E-N-E. At askmtm.com. You can also, wherever you have access to the internet, be part of the More Than Money extravaganza by simply logging on. morethanmoneyonline.com. It takes you right to our webpage. You hit the Listen Live button in the upper right-hand corner. You hit the Ask Gene button in the lower left-hand corner, and you are fully engaged in the entire show. And we're happy to take your emails indeed. I've got a couple that have already come in this morning. I think my first one, I was starting to do prep. I did prep work at the house today rather than the office, and I started doing prep work at about 5:15 a.m. A lot of you folks don't know. There's two 5:15s on the clock, 5:15 a.m. And I already had my first email. That was kind of interesting. I'm guessing an insomniac. I'm just guessing. But bottom line, good stuff. Now, I know John has some special music planned for us. Maybe he'll let you, Bobby, let you know what time I should be targeting for us to bounce out. But you, 12 minutes? 13 minutes? Let me make sure I'm looking at that right. Fantastic. So I got that right. And if you'd like to join us again, Gene at askmtm.com. Circle Tuesday on your calendar. We have another very special event coming up. More opportunity for you to learn more information, more answers, more strategies, more solutions to make your financial life as successful as it can possibly be, particularly in this case, if you're a woman. Our workshop on Tuesday, Women in Retirement. As you might suspect, women in retirement face some very specific challenges that are a little different than those faced by men. First and foremost, of course, women on average live longer than men. They have a longer life expectancy. They've got to plan for more income for a longer period of time. So that's a very serious challenge that's got to be addressed. Healthcare issues have to be addressed. Social Security choices and strategies have to be addressed. And we're very, very fortunate. We have Jacqueline O'Toole, who will be our guest speaker, and we'll walk our audiences through all those different challenges, those strategies, some answers that might very well be the key to a successful retirement for a woman in your life. So whether you're a woman or you just have a woman that you really, really care about and want to make sure that their retirement's as secure as it can possibly be, please let us know that you'd like to attend. There are absolutely no charge. There's no cost, no fees. We do ask for reservations so that we can make the appropriate plans for materials. And as many of you who have attended our events in the past know, unlike some of our competitors, many of our competitors who try to entice you with fabulous dinners in fabulous venues, we offer little tiny bottles of water. It's kind of who we are. So if, by the way, if you require a fancy dinner to be bribed to show up at an event, you probably won't be very happy with More Than Money Advisors anyway. So that's kind of how that works. But if you are the kind of person who's much more interested in a little tiny bit of refreshment and an awful lot of really top quality information, we would welcome you. We have two shows. We have two seatings, 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock. We get you in and out in an hour. So by 5 o'clock, the early show is over and you're out. If you want to go grab dinner or if you want to grab dinner first, we start right at 6 and you'll be out by 7. So lots of good information in a compact period of time. From Jacqueline O'Toole, women in retirement expert, and you'll get to greet all the More Than Money financial advisors. It's going to be a great event. If you'd like to join us, easiest way to register is to send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. You can absolutely go on our website, morethanmoneyonline.com, and register as well. Again, welcome. You are at Steel Stacks. You are with Laughing at My Nightmares 5K Run, Walk, Roll event. Folks have already started arriving. Folks are already starting to register. They've got the highly coveted Laughing at My Nightmare 5K t-shirt. It's a cool-looking t-shirt. And with More Than Money as one of our sponsors, you get that extra added benefit, that extra added, you know, looking good factor. If you've got more than money on your shirt, goodness gracious. All right, if you want to, you can take a piece of duct tape and put that right over the More Than Money logo. That might be better. I don't know. You guys will decide. But we're happy to be here. And we invite you, if you're just hearing about the event and you'd like to be part of it, there's lots of opportunity for you to get involved. The run doesn't kick off until 9:30, so you've got an hour to get yourself in those spandex togs. Spandex? All right, what do I know? Come on. I'm a
yoga pants.
Yoga pants. Ah, we have to, I got, thank you, sir. I'll take that. That adds a little bit right there. So if you want to get into your running gear, whatever that may be, oh, who cares what you're wearing? Just come down and write a check. That's the important part. There's running, there's walking, there's rolling. So there's competition for folks of all ability levels. There are raffles. You can win a Fitbit. There's a 50-50 raffle. There's really cool clothing to buy. You've got Laughing at My Nightmare merch, as they say. Yeah, merchandise. You're right. It sounded kind of stupid coming out of me. It's just merchandise. Books autographed by Shane. Great, great stuff. So if you're out and around, if you're anywhere near Bethlehem, in the next hour or so, please head on over and join us. More Than Money, Gene at AskMTM.com. I think we've covered all the basics. Fantastic. One of the more interesting questions that we've kind of fielded this week is the challenge of leaving a legacy, providing for your either family, friends, an organization perhaps, a group, a nonprofit, in a very specific way. In this particular case, we have a gentleman who has a special needs child. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Wants to make sure that there's enough capital available that when he is no longer here, that his daughter will be provided for. In his mind, that's $1.5 million. Perfectly reasonable number. He's currently, in his mind, on track. He has saved about $700,000, and he's hopeful that over the next fill in the blanks X number of years, that $700,000 will grow to $1.5 million. His concern, I think a logical concern, is what if it doesn't? What if you don't end up with $1.5 million? What if 2008 occurs again? What if the stock market dips? What if? There are lots of, sadly, those opportunities for the best laid plans to kind of go astray. How do you assure that this happens? How do you assure that his daughter is provided for? Well, the answer is far simpler than it may first appear. What we just described, that desire to have an absolute assurance that a specific sum of money is provided to anyone at a specific point in time, that's the definition of life insurance. So in this gentleman's particular case, he might want to carve out a piece of the profits that his $700,000 generates, shove those over, carve those over, pull those over, drop those into a life insurance contract premium for $1.5 million of death benefit, and then he knows for an absolute fact that whatever moment in time the good Lord decides his time here on this green planet is over, that his daughter will be completely protected, whether it's a week, a month, a year, 10 years, or beyond, 100% protected. It's a classic. It is the classic use of life insurance to protect a young woman that, to be perfectly honest, with her challenges, needs that protection. So you may find yourself in a similar situation, and you may find yourself needing that kind of assurance. Not a bad idea. Very good. We're coming up on our first break. Folks that are arriving, and a fair number have already arrived. You don't start running until 9:30, but this is a family affair. This is an event that you really want to enjoy. Lots of great folks here from Laughing at My Nightmare. If you're going to walk, you're going to run, you're going to roll, this is the place to be. If you want to help folks raise some funds that do great things in our community for folks who really need the help, this is a great place to be. Head on down. And while you're here, stop in and say hi to Gene. Say hi to Bobby. Annoy the crap out of us, because we're good at this. And if you're just hanging where you are, and you know what, you want to make a pledge, you can certainly send that to me as well. Just shoot me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Put it in the subject line, Laughing at My Nightmare Pledge, and whatever you might pledge will be greatly, greatly appreciated. My good friend back in the studio, Mr. John Elliott, putting together some great music that... he's already started. I mean, you start with the Doobie Brothers. Come on, that's fantastic. And he's got some surprises for us. So I think you're gonna want to stick through our show right on through, unless of course you're running, you're walking, or you're rolling. Indeed. Forgive me. I just love the music. Oh, my goodness. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Send me a pledge for laughing at my nightmare. Send me a question, a concern, an observation. Send me something. And then head on down to Steel Stacks and stop over and say hi. We're back with you after this on More Than Money. It's always painful to interrupt great music when you got great bumper music. John, thanks again for doing a great, great job. We are at Steel Stacks. We are at Laughing at My Nightmares 5K Run, Walk, Roll event.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event.
It is an event. That is for sure. We have, you know what? We got a little bit of rain, but we've got clear skies coming in. I can feel it. I can feel it.
Is that your best Dean Dvorak, your weather absolutely prediction?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It doesn't really matter what's going on above us. The sunshine here.
Oh, that is so true.
It's amazing.
Absolutely.
The smiles, some of the folks that have already come in to register. We've got a fair number of folks that I absolutely can see are going to be rolling through the event this morning.
Yep, for sure.
That's just... I know that you've been involved kind of from day one in all of this,
mm-hmm.
but do you ever step back? First of all, my apologies. Sarah is with us from Laughing at My Nightmare. We had Shane on earlier.
Yep.
Trust me. Sarah's way better looking than Shane. Anyway, do you ever kind of step back and go, this is so special?
Absolutely. Does it ever hit you? It does. It hits me, and it's going to hit me today for sure. It's going to hit me as soon as I drive out of here and realize what we did today, what we raised our money for. I remember the very first time we gave our first equipment grant in March of 2015, I just went home and cried, because as hard as we all work, and we do work very, very hard to make our programs work and to help as many people as we can with muscular dystrophy, the payoff is just, I can't put it into words. The payoff of being able to change a family's life is more than I could ever say.
Tell me about that first equipment grant.
The very first equipment grant we gave was actually a it was a motorized bed that went up and down, because the girl had a form of muscular dystrophy that made it really, really uncomfortable to lay flat. So as she was getting older, she was about 16, she was having a really hard time sleeping at night, and we were able to gift her a mattress that was able to easily move her. And it actually significantly increased her back health, which is really, really good. And I will never forget that. And we went to go visit her the week after, and she was just so, so grateful. And it was amazing. It was just an amazing thing to be able to do for somebody. And you never think that something like that would be possible.
And your heart fills right up. It just fills right up.
That's right. That's right.
Tell me you didn't drive away from there.
Oh, gosh. Yes, of course. I mean, well, obviously. Well, I cry at the drop of a hat, but this kind of stuff, like, it will never, ever lose what it is. Like, it's just, it's so meaningful.
And that was the first of how many grants
have we have given now? 32 grants since 2015. Yes, absolutely.
In a little over 2 years.
In a little over 2 years. Yep, that is for sure.
And so, folks, everything that's happening here today, there's lots of folks who have already shown up. There's lots of folks that are enjoying not just the run, which
mm-hmm.
is great,
yeah.
but they're enjoying the camaraderie
right.
and the benefit of knowing what they're doing.
Absolutely.
A couple bucks out of their pocket,
mm-hmm.
so much impact in somebody's life. That young lady has spent 2 years now getting a good night's sleep.
Right.
Getting healthier, getting better, mm-hmm. having the best quality of life she can buy, because somebody decided a few years ago they should go run, walk, or roll.
Absolutely. This 5K has become one of the biggest events that we do during the year. Since we started this event, we have raised over $53,000 just through the 5K alone. So the support that we get from the people in the area and all over the country, honestly, we've got people here from Georgia, we've got people here from Tennessee. It's just amazing. And as it grows year after year, I just can't thank any of these people enough for the support that they give us.
Shane's dad said somebody, one of his friends, drove up from Beaufort, South Carolina.
Yep, that's true.
Like
someone's
12,
here from South Carolina.
14 hours.
Yeah, that is right. That is a far drive.
It's or she just took the wrong turn coming out of the parking
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, and just luckily landed in.
It's Bethlehem.
In Laughing at My
wow.
Nightmare Land.
Looks like Steel Stacks. Might as well walk. In addition to the run, walk, roll part, you've got lots of other stuff going on.
We do. We have a Fitbit raffle. We got a 50-50. We have Steph, who's doing a LuLaRoe. She's selling LuLaRoe. A portion of those sales are going to Laughing at My Nightmare. We also have some killer merch. I don't know if you've seen the sunglasses. They're amazing. So we got a lot going on. A lot of ways to support the cause that are fun and cool and... We just love everything that we're able to do.
And folks are still welcome to come down.
Oh, absolutely. Anyone can come down here. You can come cheer the runners on, come support us, just come say hey, come meet Shane and I. That'd be awesome.
Thanks for spending a couple minutes. I know your time is short, so we'll let you get back to doing all the hosting stuff.
Thanks, Gene.
Thanks,
Thank you.
God bless. Ah, indeed. If you have any opportunity to be here, the event will be here. We'll be here at least till noon. Head on down to Steel Stacks. If you're a runner, fantastic. 5K goes off at 9:30. If you're a walker, fantastic. And if you're saying, wait a second, you know what? My health's a little challenged. I've got some physical challenges. I've got a walker. I've got a wheelchair. I've got a motorized scooter. Hey, it's the run, walk, roll event. And all we're asking is that you show up. And if nothing else... Show support. Show support for folks who have made a commitment to meet challenges that Shane knows very, very, very well. Shane's been confined to a wheelchair since, if I remember correctly, he was 2 or 3 years old. So a young man in his mid-20s who, instead of, as many would, rail against the injustice of what he's had to go through, has found a way to make it so amazingly positive and make such a positive impact on so many lives that, you know what, talk about inspiration, talk about showing us the way to go. If you want to hang around with folks who do that, come on down. Steel Stacks and the Laughing of My Nightmare Run, Walk, Roll 5K. If you'd like to join us this morning, 6-1, my apologies again. We're not taking calls, but we are taking, apparently we are taking calls, and I apologize. 610-720-7900. John has already sent over the notes on a call that we got earlier. I'll be answering that question here shortly that Tom called in. And bottom line is, look at you. Bottom line is that you can join us in this event in lots and lots of different ways, including if you want to make a pledge but you can't make it here, send me an email, gene@askmtm.com. Make a pledge by just putting Laughing at My Nightmare, or LAMN, in the subject line. Send us some money, and we'll be glad to take it. You know what? Sarah's been here. We'll get you after the top of the hour. Thank you, sir. I've got one on the email. I've got this one that came in from Tom in New Jersey. Tom was at home caring for Mom for a long time. Mom was on her own for 10 years in her home and recently passed away. The house is scheduled to be sold. And his question is, where do taxes fit into all of this? Well, I think Tom's going to be happy with the answer he's going to hear. If Tom is the beneficiary, he is the heir inside the estate. What happens with a piece of real estate in terms of taxation at the owner's death is rather accommodating. I'll use simple numbers. Let's say that Mom's home was worth $100,000. Let's say that Mom lived there for many, many, many years, and the original purchase price was $15,000. So there's a tremendous capital gain, theoretically, tax due on that capital gain. But the reality is that the IRS code makes a very special exemption, or I should say exception, in the case of someone who has passed away. The $15,000 cost basis in Tom's mom's home is changed on the day of her death to the value of her home on that date. So let's, again, use $100,000 as an example. She passes away. The day that she passes away, we've determined her home is worth $100,000. At some point thereafter, the home is sold. If it sells for exactly that, $100,000 or a little less, there is no taxable, there's no income tax due on that sale. If it sells for, I'm picking a number, $105,000, a little more than it was worth the day that Mom passed away, the only tax that's now due is on the $5,000. Because for tax purposes, the IRS believes, the IRS counsels, the IRS allows Tom to say his cost basis, what he has invested in Mom's home, is what it was worth the day she passed away. So, again, if it sells for $105,000, he pays 20% capital gains tax on only $5,000. The first $100,000 comes back absolutely tax-free. Hopefully that helps Tom. Hopefully that helps that situation and answers that question. And Tom, of course, if you have any additional questions as your the settlement of your mom's estate unfolds, we are happy to help. Just let us know. 610-720-7900 if you want to talk to the lovely John Elliott. John will take your call down. He'll transmit that to Bobby. And somewhere between the three of us, we'll give you an answer. and it's almost certainly to be an answer. Correct? That's a different question. 610-720-7900. Gene at AskMTM.com. MoreThanMoneyOnline.com. Gentleman writes, most financial planners charge 1% commissions. How much investments can you expect that rate to go down after 1 million, 1.5 million, 2 million, and by how much? This gentleman, Rob, is quite correct. Most financial advisors have a sliding scale of investment fees. Some investment fees start as high as 2.5% for relatively small accounts. Many financial advisors, in my opinion, in an effort to discourage smaller accounts being under $100,000, charge what I believe to be significantly high fees, some two, some 2.5, some three. The idea for them is that it's just not an account that they're interested in. Once you get above $100,000, then they drop their fees back lower. Once you get above maybe $500,000, the fees are even lower, et cetera, et cetera. Every financial advisor's firm sets their own fee structure. So where Rob mentions that most financial planners charge 1%, that really isn't the case. The fee structure for financial advisors runs from very, very low numbers under 1% to very, very high numbers approaching 3% and everywhere in between. So there is, in my experience, not most number. There's not most charge 1%. It's certainly in the ballpark, but it's not most. But let's use an example. If your financial advisor is in the realm of average, you're looking at roughly 1.5% up till about $100,000, $150,000, maybe $200,000, and then it will likely drop by 0.05% of a percent. So say 1.5 to 1.45, 1.35, 1.25, and lower. When you have substantial sums of money, over $1 million, over 1.5, over 2 million, you should expect to see that fee drop a little bit further. So if at $1 million the fee is 1.25, you might see that drop to 1.2 or 1.1, 1 point. And in some cases, depending on the services that are required or the services that the investment advisor is providing, it may even drop slightly below that 1% number, 0.9, 0.85, in that ballpark. So that gives you a rough idea of what we're what you're looking at in terms of fees, keeping in mind that you can absolutely comparison shop. You can absolutely go from financial to a financial advisor and compare both their services and their fees and determine in your own mind whether you're getting the value for the dollar that you expect. I shall absolutely warn is not the right word. I should advise you. The key is not the precise percentage or the precise number. The key is getting the proper value for the dollar. So if you're getting great value for the dollar at 1.5%, it's way better than getting poor service, no service, or no value for the dollar at a much lower fee. So just as Vanguard, which is the least expensive, overall least expensive mutual fund group available, has some great funds that are very inexpensive. They have some average funds that are inexpensive. They also have some underperforming funds that are inexpensive. It's not the fee structure, it's the performance. So if you find yourself in a position where your performance is fantastic, that's where you're going to be. Hopefully that helps a little bit. If you have a question for us, 610-720-7900. easy. Send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E @askmtm.com, or participate in our entire show online, morethanmoneyonline.com. And you can listen live and ask questions from wherever you have access to the internet. How much time do we have, sir? Two? Very good. We are live at the Laughing at My Nightmare event. We're broadcasting live at Steel Stacks. It is really hopping down here now. Lots and lots of runners are already here. The race kicks off at 9:30, so you've got a half an hour or so to get here and get your registration in and squared away. There's lots to be done, even if you're not running, if you're walking, if you're rolling. Lots of rollers here today. Some folks rolling themselves, some folks being rolled. We saw a baby, I'm thinking 4 months old. So maybe her first event. This is fantastic. And all raising money for a wonderful organization, Laughing at My Nightmare, that's providing equipment grants for folks who have challenges, physical challenges, disabilities, and developmental challenges. Just trying to make everybody's life in our community just a little bit better. So come on down and join us. We're on air here until 10 o'clock. The event, the race kicks off at 9:30. The event goes on until about 1. Lots of opportunities for you to join us indeed. And if you've got a question along the way, 6107, it's a little chilly for some people, 610, she's freezing, 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. I can't wait. I have no idea what the next piece of music is that John's got for us. It is a surprise. Well, then I'm happy to be surprised. Are we close? As the rain comes down and people start to scramble, don't let that deter you. You come on down, you make a difference, and join us. Stop by our broadcast and say hey, and what do we got? Music in 1 minute?
About 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Stop by and say hey. Bring your you might want your umbrella for at least a couple minutes. And if you thought you were going to walk, at least you can stroll with your umbrella. But again, join our show and ask your questions, whether it's email gene@askmtm.com or call John 610-720-7900. Hey. Or just go online, morethanmoneyonline.com. Head on down. Steel Stacks. I'm not hearing anything yet. Oh, very good. Enjoy the music. Let it inspire you. Head down to Steel Stacks. We'll talk to you right after this song, More Than Money. 'Cause trapped